I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for Football Sunday with Rashad and Joe.
Second and seven. Irving breaks it back. Wolf World bounces outside. He's got a burst. Bucky Irving down the sideline.
Brought to you by Grillwork Supply Company.
Ben takes the shotgun snap. Will Branson throws down the right sideline. An over-the-shoulder catch by Harrison. 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Beavers!
Explore the flavors of Oregon at Grillwork Supply Company in Beaverton or at grillworkspdx.com.
Football is so fun. This is our job. That's crazy. It's so fun.
Now, here are your Football Sunday hosts, Rashad Taylor and Joe Fisher, on the Odyssey app and Portland's sports leader, 1080.
You about to get it right there.
You about to get this.
No, don't say that. I'm not scared of you.
Welcome into Sports Sunday here on 1080 The Fan, or should I say Football Sunday?
Here we are. Here we go. Football Sunday, eh? Sports Sunday, I mean, it's sports, so I mean, it's not, it's a, that's a, you know, nice little Freudian slip. It's okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good Freudian slip to have. Yeah. I mean, if we're not going to talk about football, we might as well talk about sports.
Yeah.
But there is a lot of football stuff going on right now. There's football stuff going on right now in Frankfurt, Germany.
Yeah, yeah.
If you want to consider what's going on football, because, I mean, it's...
I do not. I consider...
You have to defend your Patriots.
I don't.
Right now.
I, you know, Bill O'Brien, hey, man. Like, I don't know what it is about... You know what's weird? Belichick is such an iconic coach, right? A Hall of Fame, iconic, whatever you want to call him. That's what Bill Belichick is. His coaching tree, like the guys that branch off from Bill Belichick are great coordinators. They are phenomenal at coordinators, at being coordinators. They are not great head coaches.
It's been 2 weeks since I've seen you, and we've had a Bill Belichick coach from his coaching tree fired.
Get fired.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, the only one that I can say is the best at his job is Mike Vrabel.
Yeah, and he didn't even coach.
No, and he didn't. I mean, mind you, he's just the guy that's most, I think if you're not talking about him as a coach, you'd think of him most notably as a Patriot, right? But
yeah.
Outside of that, like, there has been nobody that's had any type of success outside of New England. You know, Romeo Crennel, huge miss. What's the Notre Dame head coach for Charlie Weiss.
Charlie Weiss.
Oh my God!
Wow,
terrible. You know, at
these
his
are names
job.
I was not expecting to be thrown out within the first 3 minutes.
Obviously,
of football
you mentioned coaches fired Josh McDaniel. Josh McDaniel, mind you, this is his second time. This is second time being a head coach somewhere and flaming out miserably.
Oh yes, yes,
flaming out miserably.
Now, we're at some point in this show, we will get to another coach that was just fired recently, as in fired
like
within
today?
24 hours. I don't know when this happened. Must have been after the game yesterday. But we have other matters to attend to, Rashad.
Yeah, Aaron.
Yeah. What did the kids say? Last night was a movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was.
They still say that?
I don't know. Do they?
I don't know.
It was. What's the new? Because they're definitely not saying it was lit. That's done and over with.
No, old people kind of got a hold of that one. And,
yeah.
And whenever you start hearing Mike Breen and other guys start saying it's lit, it's like, okay, yeah, we're good.
Yeah.
We can let that go.
Yeah, I guess we got to look up the new vernacular, whatever the kids are using nowadays. But anyways, it was a great time last night. Last minute, a ticket became available for one Joe Fisher for last night's Oregon-USC game.
That's a good look.
Hey, you know, boss man, taking care of us, right? I just waited in the weeds the whole week.
Just kind of waited around.
Things were happening and things were getting planned, because there was a party bus, charter bus, that took us down from Portland to Eugene for the game. I just figured, I was like, you know, 7:30 kick. I don't know if anybody or everybody's going to be able to go to this thing. I'm just going to sit back and wait for my opportunity.
Sometimes you get lucky when you wait for the lights to come on at the club.
And,
you know, at the very end.
And
know?
Sure enough, those lights came on, and there I was, the ugliest girl at the bar, uh-huh. Right there. And it's like, you know what?
Here, but a girl at the bar nonetheless.
Yeah,
right?
You're coming home with me. I got a ticket. So ended up going to the game yesterday, and Team Odyssey got after it. Let's just say that in so many words.
I think that's an understatement.
I'm not going to name names. Because you know, not going to put it out on air. Who might have had too much fun, but
which I love.
Team,
by the way.
Oh, me too. Trust me, it was it was great. You know, when you witness someone at the game or at some sort of concert or something like that, and they have the sway going on. You know,
yeah,
just
that little nice little back and forth. Like,
oh yeah,
and then you ask them, "Hey man, you good?"
Yep,
and they just kind of smile at you. It's like,
just have that distant look in their face where they're looking right through you.
Yeah, because you know they're not good. You just want to check in with them and just see, hey,
do you need water?
Well, yeah, when I say are you good, I mean, are you coherent? Are you going to throw up right now? Like, we can figure this out.
Rashad, this is now like the second time, actually, that's happened to me within the last few weeks. I told you about how I went to a concert.
Yeah.
And someone I was with was not having a great time either. Now that's two times in like 3 weeks, just people.
I mean, I think, and you know what it is?
Going in.
The older that, and this is one of those things, Joe, and you're learning this now as you're into your 30s at this point, but the older you get, the harder it is to really kick it the way you want to.
Oh, I mean, you've seen me in this very studio, may have not been hungover and just struggling getting through a show.
Yeah, it's not
and,
cool.
And trust me, when I woke up this morning, the head, there was a good pain in the head up there.
Nice little bass drum.
Yeah, and I was like,
head.
Yep. I was like, okay, this is going to be interesting. And I was just like, I don't think this is going to be as bad as it may seem, though. And yeah, time will tell.
Yeah.
We still got 2 hours. I said that last time. I said
you held on really well.
I held on to the last second.
Last time. Yeah, you waited all the way until the very end. And like, okay, I can't take it anymore. So if you're going to do that, like, I think that's perfectly fine.
But yeah, it was a great time. It was, you know, Danny Morang was on the bus. I found it hilarious because he was got on the field beforehand with a press pass, media pass. Could not wear any USC colors because you can't bite the hand that feeds you, right?
Of course.
So
of course.
That was one of my favorite things, is he could not wear any USC colors.
Danny seems like a cool hang.
Yeah, he was a great time.
Yeah.
Who else was Luke Anderson was on the bus. He had some of his peeps with him, his clients, I think some family or friends. Sales manager Ryan Cooley, other sales guy, Kurt Ludwig. It was great. Super Chef Bobby Flay, Mark Cuban, Chris Dodd. It was insane.
It was insane.
It was insane.
It was
okay.
Insane. Chris Daughtry.
Are Bonita Fish big?
I mean, they're what we call a trophy fish. So, yeah, they're pretty big.
Oh, my gosh.
What's this guy's deal, man?
I only wish the Cubes was on that bus. I would have we wouldn't have been on a bus at that point. Would have been on a PJ. But Mark Cuban was very...
Mark Cuban is one of those guys, like, there's not many owners of any sport or anything that I think a lot of people would be like, you know what, I'd like to sit down with him. I think I'd chill out with Jeff Bezos and just see
classic. I'd see like what's to get going a beer on with like, that guy.
Yeah, I think Steve Ballmer and Cuban are the two guys that I'm like, man, I would love to kick it with you guys for a night.
I would need to do something a little bit more calm than get a beer with Steve Ballmer, like smoke hookah or something like that. Something relaxing.
Ballmer's going for booger sugar, guaranteed.
No, exactly. I need to keep him away from anything that will rile him up. Absolutely.
Yeah,
not.
He only needs a little bit, and then, you know, it's night over. He's the guy that's taking his shirt off halfway through the night.
Yeah, it's an absolute mess. So, yeah, the Ducks game is great. It was night game. I haven't been to a night game before, so that was really fun to be a part of.
Seems cold. I haven't been to a night game in a really long time.
No, it was good. We were, I had a few layers on, so, you know, I was good. I was toasty. And we'll get to the game. Obviously, we got a lot to get to today. But there was one aspect of this, not even the game, it was the end of the game, Rashad, that I wanted to get to is where we were in the stadium seats-wise. It's over by the USC sideline, about the 20, 25-yard line, three rows back. So, you know, we can see the USC team, the players, the coaches, the people walking the sideline. Then they're within shouting distance, right? And as Joe Fisher does, when Ducks are starting to get a big win and pulling away and it's in hand, I might chirp at a couple players. Might chirp at a coach or something. Said something to Dion. Was yelling something to their sideline. And so last night, as the clock was winding down and the game was well in hand, I decided to let Caleb Williams know. Rough night, bud. Just yelled that out to him. There was someone on the USC sideline, though. Very big. Looked like he definitely had played football for USC at one point.
More than likely.
Yeah, and he was not happy with what I was saying to Caleb. And he kind of walked over to our section and yelled to us, you know, he's going to be making a lot more money than you here in the next few years. And I was just like, yeah, that is a valid point. I just told him, I'm talking about the now, though.
We're not talking about
the future. We're talking about the now.
I mean, he's got Wendy's money, though.
And then he ends up hitting us with, he's like, oh, the funny thing is that neither of us have a chance for the natty either. And I go, oh, BS. And I said, don't have a chance. I was like, we damn well have a chance. So me and this guy kind of get back and forth chirping for a little bit. Then he goes on to say, he's like, well, I got two rings. What do you guys got?
Oh.
So then it's like starting to narrow down, like, who the hell is this? Sure enough, he starts to walk away because the clock strikes zeros and he goes to midfield to lock it up with people. Sure enough, find out that was Lindell White.
I knew you were going to say that. Something said, you said two rings. I'm like, wait a minute.
And there was something in the back of my head. I'm like, who is this? Who's a former alum? He's not that old. You know, he's a bigger dude. So maybe linebacker. I'm like, who is this? Sure enough, Lindell White.
Lindell White, man.
And once I found that out, him walked, you know, he was gone by that point. I'm like, damn, I really like those USC back times.
Yeah, like, man, when he was cold. Was I should have asked him. Like, you had action with him. He was actually talking to you. I would have said anything like, hey, man, big fan.
Yeah, he was and he was not happy with me going after Caleb. And then, he was chirping at me. And then, you know, listen, I had a little bit of liquid courage in me.
Yeah, that's why you said, oh, you if you were sober.
After
sober
a big
Joe.
W, too, you want to chirp. You want to back up your team a little bit. And so he was walking over, and I was like, what? You know, I lifted up the beanie to show my ear. Like, what are you saying? You got some words? And, you know, trying to talk some smack while you're losing is something I will not understand. I mean, and also just using the more money and the what have you done in the past and what have you done in the future argument. It's like, I don't think that's what the topic of conversation is right now, Lindell. I think it's that scoreboard where the Ducks won 36-27.
That's usually the first thing, you know, especially professional athletes go to is, you know, I'm making more money than you. Or, you know, LeBron had a
show
line.
Show the watch, right? Like Shador, right?
LeBron had a line. I don't know if you remember. He's some guy. He's been heckled, mind you. And I'll say this. The heckler deserved it. Just saying. You know, the guy's talking at LeBron, chirping at him. You know, you're this, you're that, you suck. You know, you stop crying, stop whatever. LeBron looks at him, goes, and that's why your girl's been watching me all night. Yeah, yeah, her right there. Yeah, she's been watching me all night.
Jesus, LeBron.
Yeah, that's a ouch. You know, there's sometimes think guys like Lindell White and Reggie Bush, Matt Leiner, when they hit you with like, hey, I got two rings. What do you guys got? It's like, God damn it, you're right.
I made it to the semifinals my senior year.
1 year, yeah.
OSA 1 year, we got pretty far, baby. Let's go.
Yeah, I've got a class
5A.
Yeah, got a class ring. So, no, but Lindell White.
I have my letter in like a little plastic bag somewhere in a tote in the garage.
I got a couple letters. You get one for like sports, another one for like after school activities, depending on what they are. And yeah, so I got two.
I was, you know, those moments when you're like, should have said that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
Yeah.
That was perfect.
Yeah, so. When he said, I got two rings, got the two chains.
We were
thinking about after, like, you know, what do you say in that moment? Should have been like two rings.
Could have been three.
Sure those two rings count?
Could have been three, though. You know.
Well,
let's see.
Again, we know at least one of those rings is basically doesn't count according to the eyes of the NCAA.
Really, you've only got one. But it counts though. They just need to go ahead and give Reggie.
Oh, I think I said something. I was like, just how disrespectful! Some little twerp up in section 34 yelling down to Lindell White that his two championship rings don't count. Like, are you kidding me? Like, worked my ass off.
Yeah, and we forget like
blazing summers down in L.A.
Reggie
put
Bush
in the work
was the,
week after week. And this guy,
Reggie Bush, was the lightning, you know, for USC.
The thunder and lightning, yeah.
But Lindell White was definitely the thunder, the rolling thunder. And once he came downfield at you, you just moved.
So it was a great night. People were lit, as the kids say. Text line, Vancouver 4 text line says, the kids say it hits different. That's what it was. You work with kids, Rashad. What do they say? You're around them all the time.
I don't know. They aren't.
You're an op. I love that one.
You're op, bro. Yeah.
Anybody does anything just not cool,
yeah,
not good
op.
At all. You're an op. You're apparently a fed.
You're a cop. I'm trying to think. What do they say? They say it's giving. Is one of those things. That
it's giving.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. And you say it's giving, then whatever. Afterwards, it used to be like it's giving creepy vibes.
Yeah, but now it's giving. Saying, it's giving broke boy. I've heard
yeah,
that one.
That's all it sounds like. Man, that's stupid. But yeah.
Man, God, I feel old.
Yeah. Well, welcome to it, bro.
Honestly, I'm proud of myself though. I could have been much more of a mess today. I threw out.
You're holding it together. Real
I threw
well.
Out the warning tweet yesterday that you know we'd be getting back super late and. God knows what was going to happen and pray for me. And, you know, 15 minutes in, we're.
Yeah, you're holding it together well, man. Just another hour 45 of this and you'll be good.
Oh, we're good. We're good. We got it. We got Ducks to talk about. We got Beavers to talk about. We've got a big name coach getting fired, not in the NFL. We're talking in the college football world. Pac-12 stuff, plenty of other games, action. We've got a NFL game, a football game, if you want to call it that, in Frankfurt right now. Dear God, like that is, I mean, we're up against it, so we might as well just start there. We could start with the Ducks at 9:30 because this is unacceptable. As Americans, we need to do better. And we need to ask better of our NFL teams. And we'll do that next. But if you want to interact with the show, you can text us on the Vancouver 4 text line, 503-864-6326, I believe. Rashad, you have the piece of paper in there, so you can tell me if I'm wrong. Oh, wait, no, I have it right in front of me. Yeah, there we go. 864-6326.
Look at you. Good job.
Bam. Text us. You can tweet us at JoeFish3, FISCH, or at TaylorMade 503 to reach Rashad. And yeah, let's just get into this disgusting display of football that's happening right now across the ocean over in Germany, because as Americans, we need to ask for better from our teams, and we will do that. Next, Football Sunday on 1080 The Fan.
They've got really good meat. They got great meat.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Gave me the nicest, longest piece of meat. So good.
Football Sunday with Rashad and Joe, brought to you by Grillworks Supply Company on Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
A lot of strange meat drops. A lot of things about meat just...
See, when taken out of context, it sounds weird.
Well, when we were going to... So what's happening today is Jordan Schultz is not with us.
Playing hooky?
Yes. He was down at Autzen as well doing his duties. And I don't know what time he got home. I got in the door at 2:30. My guess is because he had to do the post-game duties and whatnot. 3:30 is my guess for him last night.
Okay.
But yeah, so I'm in the producer chair today while hosting. And you might have heard right before we went to break, I hit this.
They've got really good meat. They got great meat.
And, you know, sometimes buttons, things get pressed. And it reminded me that we also had this meat drop from Rashad.
He gave me the nicest, longest piece of meat.
Mm.
So good.
Come on, Rashad. Yeah. You knew halfway through saying that. You're like, oh, God.
I think I knew initially when we were saying it was like, oh, wait a minute. Can you ever said something? As soon as it came out, it's like, wait a minute. I wish we can have that one back.
Hey, as one thing that the kids say nowadays, pause.
Pause.
You, one of your favorite things. Yeah.
And only for those that are concerned about it, it only means I didn't mean to say that. I didn't mean for that. That sounded weird. And just to let you guys know that I didn't mean to say that. That's pretty much what that means.
Well, how about this one? Full stop on the Colts-Patriots game today, all right? Because that is a disgusting display of football. It just wrapped up in Frankfurt. I am so sorry to our German...
Patriots fans, thank you. And we appreciate it.
We sent our team that says the Patriots and has our colors on it over to that country. We did not send the Jaguars. We did not send the Dolphins. We did not send some trash team this time. Well, I mean, the Patriots are pretty trash this year, but I mean, that's what we gave them this week. One week it's Chiefs Dolphins, so I get it can't always be great games, but dear God, man.
Number one, we've been doing our brothers and sisters overseas dirty for years now.
We have been, yeah.
Because we've never sent them San Francisco and the Chiefs. Like, oh my God.
Well,
great
when
game.
It was, last week when it was Chiefs Dolphins, I mean, I was shocked.
Yeah.
I was like, what? I was like, we're sending good teams where we have a good
game why?
Over there?
They didn't expect the Dolphins to be good when they sent them over there. When they scheduled that game a couple of years ago, they didn't expect the Dolphins to be worth anything. And then you find out they're, one of the best teams. But the Chiefs, okay, the Chiefs have been good for like 5 years. So that was probably the one time they threw them a bone and said, you know what, we're going to show you what actual football looks like, what good football looks like. If you're a German right now and you went to this game with the horseshoes versus the Americans.
This football is disgusting.
So boring.
I don't like.
So boring. There were literally three field goals scored and a touchdown in the first quarter. That was it. Touchdown in the first quarter, field goal in the first quarter, two field goals in the fourth quarter.
What is this? That's what it. Are we watching?
Yeah, yeah, that's pretty, very good German, you know. But, yeah, if you're, we're number one, Germany, we apologize. As Americans, as football fans, you guys deserve better than that. I mean, we could at least gave them, like, the Bills in the horseshoes.
I mean, anything else. Do you think this is the worst game of the week?
I do.
I mean, what other matchups do we got?
As far as I guarantee we can look at the matchups and they say this is the worst game of the week. Let's see.
And technically, I mean, define worse. This is a one possession game, Rashad.
Oh, I think it's over.
It's a one possession game for the majority of it. All right.
Yeah.
It sounds like some competitive football.
Exactly. But if you're going overseas, you probably want to give them a nice 24-21 score. Like, okay.
I'm just thinking of like the old head. Football guys that are over there in Germany right now, and they're just a bunch of Germans in the stand. What is this? Yeah. And there's some American dude like, oh no, this is real football. This is some good stuff right here. Good defensive matchup.
You know, they drink their beer warm.
The Germans?
Yeah. It's not cold.
Like they warm it up, or
it's
they
not
just
warm it up. It's just like what you know. We drink. We
they just
a
let
nice
it
cold
sit
beer.
Out and
yeah, we have a refrigerator and a kegerator back there full of cold beer. Yeah. Like for and when I was in Germany, it was all like lukewarm like beer, which makes them such great beer drinkers.
It's something about it, like when it's too cold, it takes away the flavor. I think you're not supposed to, like, really good beer, you're not supposed to serve in frosty mugs, like cold mugs.
Yeah.
That's apparently a no-no.
Oh, well, everything.
This is all coming from Patrick Harris. Like, anything that I say about beer is mostly coming.
Learned all my stuff from Mike Lynch. He told me that the best beer to pair with the steak. I said, beer and steak go together? Word? Like, I mean, like, I mean, beer and red wine, you know, or excuse me, steak and red wine. It's like, okay. Or a nice pasta. It's like, no, there's beers that you can put together with pastas and steaks. And I was like, oh, that's weird. But
I believe it.
Yeah.
I mean, Germans, they'd put beer with anything, I would assume.
So I'm looking at the schedule right now, and we're asking what the worst game on the schedule is. This might have been it between the Colts and the Patriots. This might have been it. We have... I guess a close second is Vegas and New York and the Jets.
Yeah, that is. Yeah,
you know,
that could be pretty ugly.
That's
Atlanta,
that's
Arizona.
One. Atlanta, Arizona could be potentially bad, but even still, you know, Atlanta's got some.
But
you know,
Kyler's expected to return in that one. Kyler Murray.
Yes, Kyler Murray's.
So I mean, that kind
back.
Of you know,
so that could be exciting.
That turd a little bit,
right? So that could be exciting. Tampa, Tennessee.
Is any game going to be 10-6 though? Like that bad,
New York,
that low?
New York, Vegas.
The New York, Vegas. I mean, yeah.
Well, I mean, Vegas is playing. You see, you know.
That I think you're right.
They're real loose right now.
That is the potential to be the worst turd sandwich of the day.
But you know what? I think Vegas is kind of playing with a little additional oomph or a little additional swag right now, just because they literally cleaned house, obviously, you know, earlier in the week or last week, I think it was. Yeah. And, you know, now all of a sudden you got Max Crosby, you know, smoking what looked like a blunt on during an interview. Apparently didn't know there was a camera that was actually on
him.
Is
this true?
I don't know. I sent you a video. You remember?
I've seen a few different videos of Max Crosby
this week. There's ones where everybody's smoking cigars. So I'm like, okay.
Him almost dropping the N-word on the Raiders Twitter account.
He's a wild boy, man. He's a wild
boy.
Did
you see that? He was so close to do it. I was like, oh boy. I can't believe he didn't just retake it. Oh yeah. What if that's in a locker room?
I mean,
there's no way he's knocking down a blunt in a locker.
It's the Raiders, bro. Quite possibly.
That's actually a
quite
great
possibly.
Point.
It's
yeah.
the Raiders. So, but I don't know. I'm looking at that. It's like, mind you, we've all let's put it out there. Like, most of us have smoked weed before, right?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You never? Okay. Well, a lot of people have smoked weed before.
No.
There's a way you hold weed and a way you hold like cigars and cigarettes and everything else.
There's a little wrapper on it, like you know the scars
that's
they
a
have.
Backwood.
No,
it's a backwood. I don't know. I don't know. It could be.
I see what you're saying. This is a different interview. Oh.
Potentially.
I saw him in the locker room. Now, this video, I'm seeing him with, like, the Raiders, like, post-game crew.
Right.
Yeah, he is. Okay.
Now, mind you,
the Zapruder film footage has changed here.
Again, it could very well be a cigar, and we could be, you know, reading too much into it. However,
no, that's 100%.
As someone who smoked weed before,
that is 100%.
That's the I'm holding the weed fingers right there. You know, so when you're using the index and the thumb, that's a dead giveaway.
Oh,
that's the way
he blows that smoke out, and like somewhat does the French inhale with it too.
Yeah,
yeah. Oh, like, he.
Unless
that's not how you smoke a cigar.
Unless you're smoking pot like a baroness, you know, with the, you know, between your middle finger and ring finger, you know, something like that. Most people aren't. Like the thumb and the index is a dead giveaway every single time.
Max Crosby, yeah. He's already...
Howard, shout out to Max Crosby, though.
He's already fantastic, but there was another video I saw of him recently. I don't know when this was, of him playing basketball at like a pickup park somewhere. He takes the rebound, the defensive rebound. The entire court launches from like one step inside the free throw line and just tomahawk jams a dunk in. And it's just like one of those reminders, again, that the professional athlete could have been a professional athlete in any other sport he wanted to choose.
I maintain that football players are supreme athletes.
They're insane.
If you haven't seen the video of Myles Garrett, just at the gym,
him at the
playing
All-Star
basketball
game,
or at the All-Star, yeah,
the
exactly.
Celebrity
even at the celebrity game, like Myles Garrett is a different beast. Like if he wanted to hoop, like he really wanted to put his eggs in that basket, Myles Garrett could have been super, super cold.
Oh my God. I'll have to send you the clip, Rashad, but there's one of this actor, Jimmy Traino, I think his name is. But he went to school. I'm trying to think of with what, with Giancarlo Stanton.
Okay.
Of the New York Yankees. He said, I swore this guy was going to go to the NFL. He's like, I went to the same high school. I'd watch him play football. I said, there's no way that this guy isn't playing on Sundays. Giancarlo, he's like one of the best punters I've ever seen.
So it's funny
he's
you
like,
say that.
That dude could send it from like end zone to end zone. And he's like, and then basketball season would roll around. And I'm like, well, there's no way that this guy doesn't make it to the league in the NBA. And so it's just every season it was Giancarlo Stanton. It was like, well, he's going to be in the NFL. Well, he's going to be in the NBA. You haven't seen him play baseball yet. Then they got to spring, and it's like, guy's crushing home runs in senior year.
I have a good buddy named Anthony Lackey. Shout out to my guy Lackey. He's a Portland State Hall of Famer for basketball. And he's from the Bay Area. And I was asking him, like, who's the best player you ever played against, one of the best players? And he was like, man, C.C. Sabathia.
Oh,
and I
boy.
Said, word? Like, at hoop? Like, he was like, bro,
at hoop?
That dude was cold. I said, word? Like, I couldn't.
Big old CC.
I couldn't see it. But then, you know, like, I'm thinking about CC, long, athletic, you know what I'm saying? Like, even a little, kind of a bigger dude.
He's
probably
chunky.
In the post.
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
He was probably giving buckets at that point. But he was like, yeah, man, CC Sabathia East was cold. I was like, word? Like, never would have thought. And Ndamukong Suh was a phenomenal soccer player before he was a football player.
I mean, I'm sure we've had in the Portland area, a lot of us, some Ndamukong Suh run-ins. When you see that man up close, you realize that is not a fat man.
No.
By any means. That is a large man.
Yeah, he's large.
His shoulders.
He was a chubby little chubby bunny when he was a kid, but he grew up into this just monster.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that was... That was when I was selling TVs, and he came in, and boy, I wanted to make sure I did everything right on that transaction.
Yeah, right. let me give you the extra warranty. We'll do it for free. Don't worry.
By the way, have you ever seen one man lift a 75-inch TV into his truck alone?
I'm sure Ndamukong
because I have
was one of those guys.
I have now.
Yeah.
All right, we're up against it. We're going to take a break here and dive into this Ducks game. Big win against USC. America, do better. Send over better examples.
Send me and Joe next time. We'll put on a better show than that.
On the text line, tailgating in Europe is 10 times better, so they won't remember any of the crap NFL game they were served. Yeah, good point.
Tailgating is better. Like, Bill, Browns fans have been tailgating for years and have showed up no problem. And that hasn't,
just
you know,
one long,
they watch
perpetual
football
tailgate.
All the time. So, yeah.
Oh, gosh. All right, we get to the Ducks win next. But first, SportsCenter update.
Sunday home for college football recaps and the NFL. This is Football Sunday with Rashad and Joe on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
Oregon Ducks, big win last night over the USC Trojans, 36-27. I shouldn't say big win, Rashad, because the Ducks did not cover. That's unacceptable.
Yeah, they didn't cover. However, it was a huge win for them. So, yes and no.
Yeah.
But more yes for me, though, because I wasn't putting no money down. No way.
Listen, I apologize to the gentleman that was sitting directly in front of me last night for sacrificing his Topo Chico to Autzen Stadium, because as soon as that first touchdown happened to Tez Johnson, where he broke the tackle and scampered for 77 yards for the touchdown, it was pure chaos. And his full Topo Chico, it hit the deck and it was gone after that. Because I mean, whether it was my foot, whether it was someone else's foot, I mean, it was just a pure mob at that point. And that was the start of the game. It was big touchdown for the Ducks right away. USC having to come down to the field and try and respond, which they did. And then the Ducks right away score again. I mean, two huge plays on the offensive end. It felt like Bo, by the time he touched the ball for the third time in this offense got on the field, they hadn't even done anything at all. But they scored touchdown first drive, touchdown second drive, touchdown third drive, field goal. And then at the end of halftime, it was 22-14. So still very much within arm's length. But this offense, Rashad, it just keeps showing week after week how high-powered it is. I said at Ducks Roundtable on Monday that I haven't seen a Ducks offense this potent and this just consistent since really the Chip Kelly days, since he was here. But again, right out of the half, you had a 12-play, 85-yard drive for almost seven minutes of possession right out of the gate. So this team can hit you on big plays. They can hit you downfield. You got great possession receivers that can make plays. Or we can just dink and dunk, run the ball down your throat the entire time. Like the way that this offense week after week just continues to show how great they are. I mean, 36 points against this USC offense. You wish you had a little bit more points, but you can't hate when you put up that many touchdowns and had that many opportunities and you succeeded throughout the game.
I thought this was the best game overall that the Ducks may have played all season. Everything they did was absolutely on point. Now, mind you, you don't want a team like USC to get any momentum. They were able to put up 26 points on you, or 27 points, excuse me. But yet and still, you didn't waver. You were able to respond every single time USC came back down and scored. So from that first time that Oregon put up the first seven, USC was playing catch up for the rest of the game. And then once the score was like 22-7, it's like, okay, this Oregon's got it. You know, I think by that point, everybody had kind of come to the realization that this is just a better team than USC.
Yep.
Obviously, they were able to kind of get some momentum in the second half and score where they needed to, but just not enough when they needed. And Bo Nix, and this is what I'll give, and I was hoping Jordan would be here because I said this a few weeks ago, you know, Jordan, we were all on the Caleb Williams is the best quarterback in the country. USC is probably the best team in the Pac-12. We were all on that bandwagon 4.5 weeks ago. You know, that was the one thing we were all saying, at least you and I were saying, and Jordan, you know, was turning red, you know, in the producer chair saying how no, Bo Nix is this and Bo Nix, and we're like, yeah, he's good. But Caleb Williams is probably just a little bit better than him at this point. And, man, I was wrong. I'll be man enough to say that, man, I was wrong. Because since that day, Bo Nix has been absolutely lights out. And he's made almost zero mistakes, you know, since that day. He's got four interceptions. Oh, excuse me.
Two.
Two interceptions on the entire year. 29 touchdowns, two interceptions, four yesterday, 96 QBR. Like those are crazy numbers. Bucky Irving has really, it's the first 100-yard game he's had since the Washington State game, but he's really proven his worth and what he can do as a running back. You look at this receiving core and what they've been able to do over these last few weeks, and it looks like Bo Nix has found, you know, obviously Troy Franklin is great. But Tez Johnson was awesome. You know,
yeah, yesterday. He's been, I mean, another 100-yard receiving game for him. Seven catches, 126, two touchdowns.
So,
and a couple drops, unfortunately, yeah. But yeah.
Yeah, and even Terrence Ferguson, you know, with six catches for 60 yards, you know, and a touchdown. So you've got weapons all up and down the offense. You've got a defense who's able to make plays when it counts. This is probably the best this Oregon team has looked, like you said, maybe since Chip Kelly or since that year that they got to the national championship or the – not national, maybe it's the playoff with Helfrich, you know, the following year after Chip left. So I think Oregon – now, here's the cool part. Now what we're doing is we're watching all the games, all the teams that are 1-5, right? We were all glued to the Washington game yesterday, which we thought – I think for there was a part of us that thought for a while Washington's going to lose this game.
I mean, Utah, pretty sure halftime score is 28-24. Utah was leading.
Yeah.
Yeah, 28-24. And then they – decided to not want to score any points the rest of the
week. No, I mean, and so we thought that game may have been over, you know, and I think we were all looking at what Ohio State and what Michigan was doing. Everybody, I was glued to the Miami-Florida State game because, again, that was another game that I thought, okay, Miami has this, and they're probably going to win this game, and then Florida State was able to respond. So now it's like it's more than just making sure the Ducks don't fumble the ball, you know, no pun intended, but it's making sure that one of those top five teams has some hiccup somewhere. And also, man, we got to keep an eye on Alabama, only because they're Alabama and they're number eight right now with one loss. But yeah, you could imagine one of those teams in the top four loses. They would love to say Nick Saban and the Tide are somewhere in that top four or five.
Well, before we move along to hour two and talk about the Beavers, let's take a look at the national landscape. Let's take a look at some of the matchups in the Pac-12 for next week, but also take a look at some of these top 10 matchups, because Rashad, you're absolutely right. We're starting to get to the nitty-gritty of the season where the rubber meets the road, that something's got to give with these teams,
somewhere.
These top teams, right? We didn't see it so much yesterday. A lot of people thought that was the chance for a team to fall on this weekend, and that did not happen. So we'll take a look at the national landscape, some of these top 10 teams, because we do have some pretty solid matchups next week. You know, North Alabama, Florida State. Can't wait for that one.
That's right? A big one.
But we'll take a look at that and what's on slate for the Pac-12 next week, because we just have 2 weeks left on the Pac-12 schedule.
Here we go.
And that is wild to say, just knowing that it is the last season, just two more weeks of full Pac-12 football.
One thing we haven't talked enough about or any about is the fact that this will be the last year officially, as far as we know, for the foreseeable future of Oregon versus Oregon State.
Yeah. And I mean, we're going to get into that plenty the week of.
Yeah.
But I mean, it seems like every week we go through this Pac-12 season, it hits a little bit harder. As the text line said, it hits different week after week, as the kids say. All right, take a break, come back, take a look at the Pac-12 schedule, national schedule next week, and see what the Ducks and the rest of the Pac-12 is up against. We do that next on Football Sunday, right here on 1080 The Fan.
Football Sunday with Rashad and Joe, brought to you by Grillworks Supply Company on Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
The Pac-12 is dead.
Man,
just a couple weeks.
It feels so weird.
I saw a great tweet, by the way. Brandon Sprague, he tweeted out, essentially, to summarize, what the hell happened with Washington State this year.
Mm-hmm.
And someone replied to him, well, they won the Pac-2 championship and had nothing to play for the rest of the season.
Yeah, I mean,
They beat Oregon State. They win their first the Pac-12 game of the season and their last, possibly.
Have they been picked up by a conference yet?
No, probably not.
Still no?
Well, no, they have not and probably will not going into next year. I mean, as far as we know, it's going to be just operating as the Pac-2 going forward.
That's insane. They just go ahead and need to move.
It's about
to
as insane as having Cal and Stanford playing the Atlantic Coastal Conference.
Yeah.
Geographically incorrect.
No.
Still cannot get over that.
Not even a little bit. But, not even a little bit. But what's a map?
It's football. I mean, I don't know if we're going for we didn't go to school to play or what is it? I didn't get a scholarship for school.
No.
I got a scholarship for football. What are the famous words of Cardale Jones?
I think it's one of those. I think you're close.
Yeah, it's something along those. Cardale Jones' famous like tweet about going to classes or something like that. Rest in peace, Cardale Jones.
Did he pass? He did. Did he pass away?
Rest in peace.
I don't know. Hopefully not.
Did I just kill off Cardale Jones?
Did you really? Yeah, I don't know. Now I have to look.
No, I'm thinking of Dwayne Haskins. Excuse me.
Okay.
Another Ohio State quarterback. Yeah. Cardale Jones, I'm not happy with because of what he did to Oregon a few years ago.
No, he is still alive. He is 31. Yeah, so he's good. His
Cardale Jones
Instagram still- is at Cardale7. Yeah, he's good.
His career might not be alive anymore. His football career, but still very much breathing and alive, Cardale Jones.
Yeah, I think he works for College Football Live or something like that.
How do you know that?
Because that's what Wikipedia said.
I'm not a Cardale Jones fan. Cardale Jones is up to.
Yeah, what ancillary, you know, quarterback you want me to look up real quick? I'll do it.
Oh my god. Okay, what is it? Yeah, Cardale Jones, his famous tweet was, "Why should we have to go to class if we came here to play football? We ain't come to play school. Classes are pointless."
We didn't. When was the last time you saw, you know, 50,000 people pack out the lecture hall for a science fair? You don't.
We should do that.
You don't.
We should do
Nobody
that.
Nobody shows up for that, unfortunately.
No, thousands of people booing your thesis statement.
Yeah, right.
Your thesis paper. That sucks. Oh, my God. All right, Pac-12. Well, let's take a look at what happened in the Pac-12 last night before previewing what is to come. I think that that's only right. I did it in my SportsCenter update, but if you flip the channel when I started that. Arizona State, they get a big win over UCLA, 17-7. Forks up, Rashad.
Arizona State, man.
Do they just do the West side, or is it something else?
I don't know. They can't throw up like an actual fork because that's like GDs, so they don't want to be throwing up gang signs. Gotta be very mindful.
Be careful where you throw your forks.
Yeah, exactly. You know, because you might get rolled on.
You grab the ring finger.
It's like the shocker.
Yeah, that's 100%.
So there's nothing, and it's Arizona State, so it's right in line with everything. So
very fitting.
No, but Arizona State has been kind of like we thought, the bottom feeder of the Pac-12.
They're
like,
a scrappy bunch.
Yeah, but I think most of us thought Arizona State would be competing for the worst team in the Pac-12.
Yeah, and it was the corner schools, Colorado, Arizona State, and then, Stanford, Cal. They fell into that as well.
Maybe Washington State would be, you know, in there, but I thought Washington State would be much better than
Nobody thought Washington State would be this bad.
But this is a game I think the Ducks should be mindful of.
Well, not anymore because Arizona State won. That's the great thing. I was saying last night on the bus ride back, I'm like, I love the fact that Arizona State won this. I don't want to piss off Arizona State down in Tempe playing the Ducks. Now you're going to get an Arizona State team who thinks they're they're better than they actually are, and then Oregon's going to come in and absolutely trounce them.
Yeah, and I think that's where my
concern. They're not
going
to try and win one for the Gipper next week.
I think that's where my concern is because you're Oregon and because you just beat up on USC, because you beat up on really every team with the exception of Washington, I can see teams coming into this, and this is always the point in the season, right around here, these last 2 or 3 weeks of the season, where a team that has no business competing with the Ducks ends up kind of punching them in the mouth.
Oh, and trust me. I'm well-versed in the history of November visits to Arizona
for these
Oregon Ducks.
Not cool.
Not trying to really put it out into the world, though. I'm trying to – I feel like the less I acknowledge that –
We're knocking on wood. Some type of – there's a wood in this place?
There's a little nightstand.
There's a table right there.
Table
okay.
There, yeah.
I don't know if that's real wood, but I'll knock on it anyway. But, yeah, and I think that's what we're all doing right now is, you know, making sure it's not one of these – the games that should be a gimme that you stub your toe on. And all of a sudden now you're outside looking in saying, man, if he just would have beat Washington or we just would have did this. So Oregon they can kind of write their own check at this point. They just have to make sure that they don't let down in Tempe. Like, and it's a spot to where, you know, let's just be real. A lot of porn ladies come from Arizona and Arizona State. It's like one of the porn capitals of the United States.
Do they have
It's
a one of the party schools. Do they have programs?
I think
there
they do. I think they, it's part of the business program. But
I'm going to stop before I make way too many inappropriate.
And I'll say this, Joe. I don't know if you've ever been to Arizona.
I have once when I was younger. I think eighth grade. I'll actually be going to Arizona at the end of January.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
If you ever get a chance to go during football season, be it either Tempe or to Tucson. It's different. You know all those little videos?
It hits different.
You know all those videos of
theme
guys
of the
going
day,
around?
It hits different.
With their phone interviewing girls and like, hey, what's the craziest thing you've done since you've been in school? That's usually at Arizona or usually at, you know, at Arizona State and stuff like that. So it can be real easy for these players to come in and be distracted by everything else.
Well, I keep them
happening.
Locked up in the hotel the entire time. You are not allowed to leave this building.
You better try something. But no, I think this is going to be... it should be an easy win for the Ducks. However, we've seen weirder stuff happen. I don't think it's going to happen, but I would be cautious just to make sure that you got your players focused. Dan Lanning has everybody thinking along the right lines before they go into Tempe. Tucson.
Yes. Too many T's there. Tempe for Arizona State, Tucson for Arizona. Oregon at Arizona State would be absolutely shocked if the Ducks fall on that one. This is a different team. I feel like this is not one where you are wondering about this Ducks team, have question marks going into this, and really just clean up the penalties is all I ask for going into next week. But other than that, offense looks potent. Defense is flustering opponents. Your defensive line is just getting after the quarterback. So not too concerned. But again, we know what happens in Arizona in November.
Yeah, we do. You do.
Taking a look at the rest of the Pac-12 real quickly before we head to hour two. As mentioned in the update, Cal beats Washington State 42-39. Washington State now 4-6 on the season, 1-6 in Pac-12 play. They've lost six straight games. Six straight since they had their feud with Pat McAfee and Lee Corso, and Jake Dickert was freaking out in his post-game.
That'll show him, Cougs.
Dear God. That is, you know, some school, it was going to be rough for them this year.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Your Sunday home for college football recaps and the NFL.
This is Football Sunday with Rashad and Joe on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
Oregon Ducks, big win last night over the USC Trojans, 36-27. I shouldn't say big win, Rashad, because the Ducks did not cover. That's unacceptable.
Yeah, they didn't cover. However, it was a huge win for them. So, yes and no.
Yeah.
But more yes for me, though, because I wasn't putting the money down. No way.
Listen, I apologize to the gentleman that was sitting directly in front of me last night for sacrificing his Topo Chico to Autzen Stadium, because as soon as that first touchdown happened to Tez Johnson, where he broke the tackle and scampered for 77 yards for the touchdown, it was pure chaos. And yeah, his full Topo Chico, it hit the deck and it was gone after that. Because, I mean, whether it was my foot, whether it was someone else's foot, I mean, it was just a pure mob at that point. And that was the start of the game. It was big touchdown for the Ducks right away. USC having to come down to the field and try and respond, which they did. And then the Ducks right away score again. I mean, two huge plays on the offensive end. It felt like Bo, by the time he touched the ball for the third time, and this offense got on the field, they didn't even have to, they hadn't even done anything at all. But they scored touchdown first drive, touchdown second drive, touchdown third drive, field goal. And then at the end of halftime, it was 22-14. So still very much within arm's length. But this offense, Rashad, it just keeps showing week after week how high-powered it is. I said at Ducks Roundtable on Monday that I haven't seen a Ducks offense this potent and this just consistent since really the Chip Kelly days, since he was here. But again, right out of the half, you had a 12-play, 85-yard drive for almost seven minutes of possession right out of the gate. So this team can hit you on big plays. They can hit you downfield. You got great possession receivers that can make plays. Or we can just dink and dunk, run the ball down your throat the entire time. Like the way that this offense week after week just continues to show how great they are. I mean, 36 points against this USC offense. You wish you had a little bit more points, but you can't hate when you put up that many touchdowns and had that many opportunities and you succeeded throughout the game.
I thought this was the best game overall that the Ducks may have played all season. Everything they did was absolutely on point. Now, mind you, you don't want a team like USC to get any momentum. They were able to put up 26 points on you, or 27 points, excuse me. But yet and still, you didn't waver. You were able to respond every single time USC came back down and scored. So from that first time that Oregon put up the first seven, USC was playing catch-up for the rest of the game. And then once the score was like 22-7, it's like, okay, this Oregon's got it. You know, I think by that point, everybody had kind of come to the realization that this is just a better team than USC.
Yep.
Obviously, they were able to kind of get some momentum in the second half and score where they needed to, but just not enough when they needed. And Bo Nix, and this is what I'll give, and I was hoping Jordan would be here because I said this a few weeks ago, you know, Jordan, we were all on the Caleb Williams is the best quarterback in the country. USC is probably the best team in the Pac-12. We were all on that bandwagon 4.5 weeks ago. You know, that was the one thing we were all saying, at least you and I were saying, and Jordan, you know, was turning red, you know, in the producer chair saying how no, Bo Nix is this and Bo Nix, and we're like, yeah, he's good. But Caleb Williams is probably just a little bit better than him at this point. And, man, I was wrong. I'll be man enough to say that, man, I was wrong. Because since that day, Bo Nix has been absolutely lights out. And he's made almost zero mistakes, you know, since that day. He's got four interceptions. Oh, excuse me.
Two.
Two interceptions on the entire year. 29 touchdowns, two interceptions, four yesterday, 96 QBR. Like those are crazy numbers. Bucky Irving has really, it's the first 100-yard game he's had since the Washington State game, but he's really proven his worth and what he can do as a running back. You look at this receiving core and what they've been able to do over these last few weeks, and it looks like Bo Nix has found, you know, obviously Troy Franklin is great, but Tez Johnson was awesome. you know,
yeah,
yesterday.
He's been, I mean, another 100-yard receiving game for him. Seven catches, 126, two touchdowns.
Two touchdowns. So,
and a couple drops, unfortunately, yeah, but yeah.
Yeah, and even Terrence Ferguson, you know, with six catches for 60 yards, you know, and a touchdown. So you've got weapons all up and down the offense. You've got a defense who's able to make plays when it counts. This is probably the best this Oregon team has looked, like you said, maybe since Chip Kelly or since that year that they got to the national championship or the – not national, maybe it's the playoff with Helfrich, you know, the following year after Chip left. So I think Oregon – now, here's the cool part. Now what we're doing is we're watching all the games, all the teams that are 1-5, right? We were all glued to the Washington game yesterday, which we thought – I think for there was a part of us – that thought for a while Washington's going to lose this game.
I mean, Utah, pretty sure halftime score is 28-24. Utah was leading.
Yeah.
Yeah, 28-24. And then they decided to not want to score any points the rest of the
week. No, I mean, and so we thought that game may have been over, you know, and I think we were all looking at what Ohio State and what Michigan was doing. Everybody, I was glued to the Miami-Florida State game because, again, that was another game that I thought, okay, Miami has this, and they're probably going to win this game. And then Florida State was able to respond. So now it's like it's more than just making sure the Ducks don't fumble the ball, you know, no pun intended, but it's making sure that one of those top five teams has some hiccup somewhere. And also, man, we got to keep an eye on Alabama, only because they're Alabama, and they're number eight right now with one loss. But, yeah, you could imagine – one of those teams in the top four loses, they would love to say Nick Saban and the Tide are somewhere in that top four or five.
Well, before we move along to hour two and talk about the Beavers, let's take a look at the national landscape. Let's take a look at some of the matchups in the Pac-12 for next week, but also take a look at some of these top 10 matchups, because Rashad, you're absolutely right. We're starting to get to the nitty-gritty of the season where the rubber meets the road, that something's got to give with these teams,
somewhere.
These top teams, right? We didn't see it so much yesterday. A lot of people thought that was the chance for a team to fall on this weekend, and that did not happen. So we'll take a look at the national landscape, some of these top 10 teams, because we do have some pretty solid matchups next week. You know, North Alabama. Ooh, at Florida State. Can't wait for that one.
That's
right?
A big one.
But we'll take a look at that and what's on slate for the Pac-12 next week, because we just have 2 weeks left on the Pac-12 schedule.
Here we go.
And that is wild to say, what? Just knowing that it is the last season, just two more weeks of full Pac-12 football. And
one thing we haven't talked enough about or any about is the fact that this will be the last year officially, as far as we know, for the foreseeable future of Oregon versus Oregon State.
Yeah, and I mean, we're going to get into that plenty the week of,
yeah.
But I mean, it seems like every week we go through this Pac-12 season, it hits a little bit harder. As the text line said, it hits different,
yeah,
week after week, as the kids say. All right, take a break, come back, take a look at the Pac-12 schedule, national schedule next week, and see what the Ducks and the rest of the Pac-12 is up against. We do that next on Football Sunday, right here on 1080 The Fan.
Football Sunday with Rashad and Joe. Brought to you by Grillworks Supply Company on Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
The Pac-12 is dead.
Man,
just a couple weeks.
It feels so weird.
I saw a great tweet, by the way. Brandon Sprague, he tweeted out, essentially, to summarize, what the hell happened with Washington State this year.
Mm-hmm.
And someone replied to him, well, they won the Pac-2 championship and had nothing to play for the rest of the season.
Yeah, I mean,
They beat Oregon State. They win their first the Pac-12 game of the season and their last, possibly.
Have they been picked up by a conference yet?
No, probably not.
Still no?
Well, no, they have not and probably will not going into next year. I mean, as far as we know, it's going to be just operating as the Pac-2 going forward.
That's insane. They just go ahead and need to move.
It's about
to
as insane as having Cal and Stanford playing the Atlantic Coastal Conference.
Yeah.
Geographically incorrect. No. Still cannot get over that.
Not even a little bit. But, not even a little bit. But what's a map?
It's football. I mean, I don't know if we're going for... We didn't go to school to play... Or what is it? I didn't get a scholarship for school.
No.
I got a scholarship for football. What are the famous words of Cardell Jones?
I think it's one of those. I think you're close.
Yeah, it's something along those. Cardell Jones famous like tweet about going to classes or something like that. Rest in peace, Cardell Jones.
Did he pass? Did he pass away?
Rest in peace.
I don't know. Hopefully not.
Did I just kill off Cardell Jones?
Did you really? Yeah, I don't know. Now I have to look.
No, I'm thinking of Dwayne Haskins. Excuse me.
Okay.
Another Ohio State quarterback. Yeah. Cardell Jones, I'm not happy with because of what he did to Oregon a few years ago.
No, he is still alive. He is 31. Yeah, so he's good. His
Cardell Jones
Instagram is at Cardell7. Yeah, he's good.
His career might not be alive anymore. His football career, but still very much breathing and alive, Cardell Jones.
Yeah, I think he works for College Football Live or something like that.
How do you know that?
Because that's what Wikipedia said.
I'm not a Cardell Jones fan. Cardell Jones is up to.
Yeah, what ancillary quarterback do you want me to look up real quick? I'll do it.
Oh, my God. Okay, what is it? Yeah, Cardell Jones, his tweet. His famous tweet was, "Why should we have to go to class if we came here to play football? We ain't come to play school. Classes are pointless."
We didn't. When was the last time you saw, 50,000 people pack out the lecture hall for a science fair? You don't.
We should do that.
You don't.
We should do
Nobody
that.
Nobody shows up for that, unfortunately.
No, thousands of people booing your thesis statement.
Yeah, right.
Your thesis paper. That sucked. Oh, my God. All right, Pac-12. Well, let's take a look at what happened in the Pac-12 last night before previewing what is to come. I think that that's only right. I did it in my SportsCenter update, but if you flip the channel when I started that. Arizona State, they get a big win over UCLA, 17-7. Forks up, Rashad.
Arizona State, man.
Do they just do the West side, or is it something else?
I don't know. They can't throw up an actual fork because that's like GDs, so they don't want to be throwing up gang signs. Gotta be very mindful.
Be careful where you throw your forks.
Yeah, exactly. You don't, because you might get rolled on.
You grab the ring finger.
It's like the shocker.
Yeah, that's 100%.
So there's nothing, and it's Arizona State, so it's right in line with everything. So
very fitting.
No, but Arizona State has been kind of like we thought, the bottom feeder of the Pac-12.
They're
like,
a scrappy bunch.
Yeah, but I think most of us thought Arizona State would be competing for the worst team in the Pac-12.
Yeah, and it was the corner schools, Colorado, Arizona State, and then, Stanford, Cal. They fell into that as well.
Maybe Washington State would be, in there, but I thought Washington State would be much better than
they are. Nobody thought Washington State would be this bad.
But this is a game I think the Ducks should be mindful of.
Well, not anymore because Arizona State won. That's the great thing. I was saying last night on the bus ride back, I'm like, I love the fact that Arizona State won this. I don't want to piss off Arizona State down in Tempe playing the Ducks. Now you're going to get an Arizona State team who thinks they're they're better than they actually are, and then Oregon's going to come in and absolutely trounce them.
Yeah, and I think that's where my
concern. They're not
going to
try
is.
And win one for the Gipper next
I think,
week.
I think that's where my concern is because you're Oregon and because you just beat up on USC, because you beat up on really every team with the exception of Washington, I could see teams coming into this, and this is always the point in the season, right around here, these last 2 or 3 weeks of the season, where a team that has no business competing with the Ducks ends up kind of punching them in the mouth.
Oh, trust me. I'm well-versed in the history of November visits to Arizona
for these
Oregon Ducks.
Not cool.
Not trying to really put it out into the world, though. I'm trying to – I feel like the less I acknowledge that –
We're knocking on wood. Some type of – there's a wood in this place?
There's a little nightstand.
There's a table right there. Okay. I don't know if that's real wood, but I'm knocking on it anyway. But, yeah, and I think that's what we're all doing right now is, making sure it's not one of these – the games that should be a gimme that you stub your toe on. And all of a sudden now you're outside looking in saying, man, if he just would have beat Washington or we just would have did this. So Oregon they can write their own check at this point. They just have to make sure that they don't let down in Tempe. Like, and it's a spot to where, let's just be real. A lot of porn ladies come from Arizona and Arizona State. It's like one of the porn capitals of the United States.
Do they have
it's
a one program? Of the party schools. Do they have programs?
I think
there
they do. I think they, it's part of the business program. But
I'm going to stop before I make way too many inappropriate.
And I'll say this, Joe. I don't know if you've ever been to Arizona.
I have once when I was younger. I think eighth grade. I'll actually be going to Arizona at the end of January.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
If you ever get a chance to go during football season, be it either Tempe or to Tucson. It's different. You know all those little videos?
It hits different.
You know all those videos
theme
of guys
of the
going
day,
around?
It hits different.
With their phone interviewing girls and like, hey, what's the craziest thing you've done since you've been in school? That's usually at Arizona or usually at, you know, at Arizona State and stuff like that. So it can be real easy for these players to come in and be distracted by everything else.
Well, I keep them
happening.
Locked up in the hotel the entire time. You are not allowed to leave this building.
You better try something. But no, I think this is going to be it should be an easy win for the Ducks. However, we've seen weirder stuff happen. I don't think it's going to happen, but I would be cautious just to make sure that you got your players focused. Dan Lanning has everybody thinking along the right lines before they go into Tempe. Tucson.
Yes. Too many T's there. Tempe for Arizona State, Tucson for Arizona. Oregon at Arizona State would be absolutely shocked if the Ducks fall on that one. This is a different team. I feel like this is not one where you are wondering about this Ducks team, have question marks going into this, and really just clean up the penalties is all I ask for going into next week. But other than that, offense looks potent. Defense is flustering opponents. Your defensive line is just getting after the quarterback. So not too concerned. But again, we know what happens in Arizona in November.
Yeah, we do. You do.
Taking a look at the rest of the Pac-12 real quickly before we head to hour two. As mentioned in the update, Cal beats Washington State 42-39. Washington State now 4-6 on the season, 1-6 in Pac-12 play. They've lost six straight games. Six straight since they had their feud with Pat McAfee and Lee Corso and Jake Dickert was freaking out in his post-game.
That'll show him, Cougs.
Dear God. That is, you know, some school, it was going to be rough for them this year. I think Washington State right now, it takes the cake for most disappointing season to end the run of the Pac-12.
I want to know how John Sukanik feels right now. Yeah. I know he's probably, you know,
I want to know how Patrick Harris feels.
Oh, another
there's
Washington
a lot of Cougs
State
out
alum.
There.
Yeah,
Cougs.
Another Washington State alum, you know, so.
Dear God, man.
I'm curious to know how these guys feel, you know, especially knowing that it's like everybody's moving out of your house and you're just, you know, I'm going to stay here for a while and try to take care of rent by myself.
And people are just walking by. I'm like, God, that guy's a mess.
Yeah, you're staying. You're sticking around here.
I don't know where he's
here,
going
huh?
after this, but.
Yeah, he's sticking around here. No, but Washington State is in a very weird spot because it's not as if they don't have a great quarterback. I think we can all agree Cam Ward is a really solid college quarterback. If he were on a different team, things may be a little bit different for him, you know, but he's not. He plays for the Cougs, and even last night he had three touchdowns and only a pick and almost four, you know, over three what are the words, 350 yards through the air, you know, so he's somebody that can definitely play the game, but I just don't think Washington State has much of an identity right now. They're not the air-it-out, you know, air-raid offense that they used to be under Coach Leach.
Washington State, I mean, it's all they can do is throw the ball, but they definitely can't run the ball at all, which is as is tradition in Washington State. They, next week, are going to be playing the other team at the bottom of the Pac-12. Do you want to guess who that team is that they're playing next week that's at the bottom of the Pac-12, Rashad?
Is it Arizona State?
It is not Arizona State. As of today, the standings, Arizona State is above this team.
Then it would be Stanford.
As of today, the standings, Stanford would be above this team.
Dang it. Okay.
Who is Washington State playing next week?
Oh,
that is also 1-6 in the Pac-12.
After it started so great for them, that would be Colorado.
That is correct.
Colorado
loses a heartbreaker yesterday to Arizona, ranked Arizona, mind you. In the final seconds, Arizona makes a field goal to get the win over Colorado. And Colorado is now 1-6 in Pac-12 play, 4-6 on the regular season. I mean,
and here's the crazy thing. Like, in most of those games that they lost, they're within one score. They're within a touchdown, or they're within a field goal, or whatever, and they just can't seem to put it together. They start the season great, man. That first win, TCU, huge. And then you come out the next two games, great. And then you ran into that Oregon buzzsaw, and you just haven't been able to rebound since. So
I really hope someone goes through and, like, compiles just all the clips from the first 4 weeks of the season, first 5 weeks of what people are saying about Colorado, because literally nobody is talking about Colorado anymore.
No.
On a national level.
No, I think the allure has, like, kind of worn off a little bit.
A little bit, for sure. I mean, it is literally the only people that are talking about Dion in Colorado at this point are people that are in the Pac-12 or cover the Pac-12 or Geico. Those are the only two things I'm seeing Geico right now. That's the most national presence, national media coverage that Dion is getting at this point, is commercials with Nick Saban.
I mean, yeah, and it should be noticed that, you know, Shador Sanders is still playing very well, you know, and 26 touchdowns and only 3 picks on the year. Granted, their team isn't good, but I don't think he's the big reason why.
So Colorado at Washington State, that's going to be on Friday. That's going to be a Friday 7:30 kickoff in Pullman. Oh, boy. That might be a rough one for Colorado.
Yikes.
Washington State, you need to win that one.
Yikes.
You need to win that. You also had Utah lead Washington 28-24 at halftime, and then they did not score a single point in the second half. Washington only scoring 11. They escape another one. They went 35-28. This is after one of their players dropped a ball on a pick six running into the end zone to celebrate. He dropped it at the 2, Rashad.
Yeah.
It was classic. It was classic. It was a Deshaun Jackson. It was classic Utah from a few years ago. Pulled a Utah. Unfortunately for Utah, they recovered that ball and then gave up a safety right after. Washington was able to attack on a field goal to make it a 7-point game and kept them at arm's length. So Utah takes the loss against Washington. Washington lives to fight another day. Utah going to go down and play Arizona next week. So you got Utah, Arizona, which might be a top 25, depending if they drop Utah out of the top 25. That could be a matchup right there between two ranked teams. And then Washington, as we know, will be playing Oregon State next week.
There we go.
4:30 kickoff in Corvallis on ABC. That's a big one.
Oregon State back in primetime, man. They have a huge opportunity to play spoiler for the rest of the Pac-12, you know, potentially. So,
and hey, Let's talk about Oregon State next, because they had their game last week. I think we need to talk about what is the implications of this game between Washington and Oregon State. What is the implications of the Pac-12 left to go in this season as far as what can the possible matchups be? It's really just coming down to three, four teams left in the Pac-12 season that have a chance at going to Vegas to play in the Pac-12 championship game. So we'll take a look at Oregon State, their performance yesterday, and what's at stake next week in the Pac-12 schedule. We'll do that next. Hour number 2, Football Sunday, right here, 1080 The Fan.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Football Sunday with Rashad and Joe. Brought to you by Grillworks Supply Company on Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
The Pac-12 is dead. Man, just a couple weeks.
It feels so weird.
I saw a great tweet, by the way. Brandon Sprague, he tweeted out, essentially, to summarize, what the hell happened with Washington State this year.
Mm-hmm.
And someone replied to him, well, they won the Pac-2 championship and had nothing to play for the rest of the season.
Yeah, I mean,
they beat Oregon State. They win their first the Pac-12 game of the season and their last, possibly.
Have they been picked up by a conference yet?
No, probably not.
Still no?
Well, no, they have not and probably will not going into next year. I mean, as far as we know, it's going to be just operating as the Pac-2 going forward.
That's insane. They just go ahead and need to move.
It's about
to
as insane as having Cal and Stanford playing the Atlantic Coastal Conference.
Yeah.
Geographically incorrect.
No.
Still cannot get over that.
Not even a little bit. But, not even a little bit. But what's a map?
It's football. I mean, I don't know if we're going for we didn't go to school to play or what is it? I didn't get a scholarship for school.
No.
I got a scholarship for football. What are the famous words of Cardale Jones?
I think it's one of those. I think you're close.
Yeah, it's something along those. Cardale Jones' famous like tweet about going to classes or something like that. Rest in peace, Cardale Jones.
Did he pass? He did. Did he pass away?
Rest in peace.
I don't know. Hopefully not.
Did I just kill off Cardale Jones?
Did you really? Yeah, I don't know. Now I have to look.
No, I'm thinking of Dwayne Haskins. Excuse me.
Okay.
Another Ohio State quarterback. Yeah. Cardale Jones, I'm not happy with because of what he did to Oregon a few years ago.
No, he is still alive. He is 31. Yeah, so he's good. His
Cardale Jones
Instagram is at Cardale7. Yeah, he's good.
His career might not be alive anymore, his football career, but still very much breathing and alive, Cardale Jones.
Yeah, I think he works for College Football Live or something like that.
How do you know that?
Because that's what Wikipedia said.
Cardale Jones. You're well versed on what Cardale Jones is up to.
Yeah, what ancillary, you know, quarterback you want me to look up real quick? I'll do it.
Oh my god. Okay, what is it? Yeah, Cardale Jones, his famous tweet was, why should we have to go to class if we came here to play football? We ain't come to play school. Classes are pointless.
We didn't. When's the last time you saw, you know, 50,000 people pack out the lecture hall for a science fair? You don't.
We should do that.
You don't.
We should do
Nobody
that.
Nobody shows up for that, unfortunately.
No, thousands of people booing your thesis statement.
Yeah, right.
Your thesis paper. That sucked. Oh, my God. All right, Pac-12. Well, let's take a look at what happened in the Pac-12 last night before previewing what is to come. I think that that's only right. I did it in my SportsCenter update, but if you flip the channel when I started that. Arizona State, they get a big win over UCLA, 17-7. Forks up, Rashad.
Arizona State, man.
Do they just do the West side, or is it something else?
They can't throw up an actual fort because that's like GDs, so they don't want to be throwing up gang signs. Gotta be very mindful.
Be careful where you throw your forks.
Yeah, exactly. You might get rowed on.
You
somewhere.
Grab the ring finger.
It's like the shocker.
Yeah, that's 100%.
So there's nothing, and it's Arizona State, so it's right in line with everything. So
very fitting.
No, but Arizona State has been kind of like we thought, the bottom feeder of the Pac-12.
They're
like,
a scrappy bunch.
Yeah, but I think most of us thought Arizona State would be competing for the worst team in the Pac-12.
Yeah, and it was the corner schools. Colorado, Arizona State, and then Stanford, Cal. They fell into that as well.
Maybe Washington State would be in there, but I thought Washington State would be much better.
Nobody thought Washington State would be this bad.
But this is a game I think the Ducks should be mindful of.
Well, not anymore, because Arizona State won. That's the great thing. I was saying last night on the bus ride back, I'm like, I love the fact that Arizona State won this. I don't want to pissed off Arizona State down in Tempe playing the Ducks. Now you're going to get an Arizona State team who thinks they're they're better than they actually are, and then Oregon's going to come in and absolutely trounce them.
Yeah, and I think that's where my
concern is. They're not going to try and win one for the Gipper next week.
I think that's where my concern is because you're Oregon, and because you just beat up on USC, because you beat up on really every team with the exception of Washington, I could see teams coming into this, and this is always the point in the season, right around here, these last two or three weeks of the season, where a team that has no business competing with the Ducks ends up kind of punching them in the mouth.
Oh, and trust me. I'm well-versed in the history of November visits to Arizona
for these
Oregon Ducks.
Not cool.
Not trying to really put it out into the world, though. I'm trying to – I feel like the less I acknowledge that –
We're knocking on wood. Some type of – is there wood in this place?
There's a little nightstand.
There's a table right there. Okay. I don't know if that's real wood, but I'll knock on it anyway. But, yeah, and I think that's what we're all doing right now is, making sure it's not one of these – the games that should be a gimme that you stub your toe on, and all of a sudden now you're outside looking in saying, man, if he just would have beat Washington or we just would have did this. So Oregon they can write their own check at this point. They just have to make sure that they don't let down in Tempe. And it's a spot to where, let's just be real. A lot of porn ladies come from Arizona and Arizona State. It's like one of the porn capitals of the United States.
Do they have
It's one of the party schools.
Do they have programs?
I think
there
they do.
Arizona,
I think it's part of the business program. But
I'm going to stop before I make way too many inappropriate.
And I'll say this, Joe. I don't know if you've ever been to Arizona.
I have once when I was younger. I think eighth grade. I'll actually be going to Arizona at the end of January.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
If you ever get a chance to go during football season, be it either Tempe or to Tucson. It's different. All those little videos?
It hits different.
It's hit different. All those videos
Theme
of guys
of the
going
day,
around?
It hits different.
With their phone interviewing girls and like, hey, what's the craziest thing you've done since you've been in school? That's usually at Arizona or usually at Arizona State and stuff like that. So it can be real easy for these players to come in and be distracted by everything else.
I keep
else
them
happening.
Locked up in the hotel the entire time. You are not allowed to leave this building.
You better try something. But no, I think this is going to be it should be an easy win for the Ducks. However, we've seen weirder stuff happen. I don't think it's going to happen, but I would be cautious just to make sure that you got your players focused. Dan Lanning has everybody thinking along the right lines before they go into Tempe. Tucson.
Yes. Too many T's there. Tempe for Arizona State, Tucson for Arizona. Oregon at Arizona State would be absolutely shocked if the Ducks fall on that one. This is a different team. I feel like this is not one where you are wondering about this Ducks team, have question marks going into this, and really just clean up the penalties is all I ask for going into next week. But other than that, offense looks potent. Defense is flustering opponents. Your defensive line is just getting after the quarterback. So not too concerned. But again, we know what happens in Arizona in November.
Yeah, we do. Oh, you do?
Taking a look at the rest of the Pac-12 real quickly before we head to hour two. As mentioned in the update, Cal beats Washington State 42-39. Washington State now 4-6 on the season, 1-6 in Pac-12 play. They've lost six straight since they had their feud with Pat McAfee and Lee Corso, and Jake Dickert was freaking out in his post-game.
That'll show him, Cougs.
Dear God, that is, some team, some school, it was going to be rough for them this year. I think Washington State right now, it takes the cake for most disappointing season to end the run of the Pac-12.
I want to know how John Sukanik feels right now. Yeah. I know he's probably...
I want to know how Patrick Harris feels.
Oh, another
There's a
Washington
lot of Cougs
State
out
alum.
There.
Yeah,
Cougs.
Another Washington State alum, so...
Dear God, man.
I'm curious to know how these guys feel, especially knowing that it's like everybody's moving out of your house and you're just, I'm going to stay here for a while and try to take care of rent by myself.
And people are just walking by. I'm like, God, that guy's a mess.
Yeah, sure. You're staying. You're sticking around here.
I don't know where
he's
going after this, but.
Yeah, he's sticking around here. No, but Washington State is in a very weird spot because it's not as if they don't have a great quarterback. I think we can all agree Cam Ward is a really solid college quarterback. If he were on a different team, things may be a little bit different for him, you know, but he's not. He plays for the Cougs, and even last night he had 3 touchdowns and only a pick and almost 4, you know, over 350 yards through the air, you know, so he's somebody that can definitely play the game, but I just don't think Washington State has much of an identity right now. They're not the air it out, you know, air raid offense that they used to be under Coach Leach.
Washington State, I mean, it's all they can do is throw the ball, but they definitely can't run the ball at all, which is as is tradition in Washington State. They next week are going to be playing the other team at the bottom of the Pac-12. Do you want to guess who that team is that they're playing next week that's at the bottom of the Pac-12, Rashad?
Is it Arizona State?
Yeah. It is not Arizona State. As of today, the standings, Arizona State is above this team.
Then it would be Stanford.
As of today, in the standings, Stanford would be above this team.
Dang it. Okay.
Who is Washington State playing next week?
Oh,
that is also 1-6 in the Pac-12.
After it started so great for them, that would be Colorado.
That is correct.
Colorado
loses a heartbreaker yesterday to Arizona, ranked Arizona, mind you. In the final seconds, Arizona makes a field goal to get the win over Colorado. And Colorado is now 1-6 in Pac-12 play, 4-6 on the regular season. I mean,
here's the crazy thing. Like, in most of those games that they lost, they're within one score. Within a touchdown, or they're within a field goal or whatever, and they just can't seem to put it together. They start the season great, man. That first win, TCU, huge.
At TCU, huge.
And then you come out the next two games, great. And then you ran into that Oregon buzzsaw, and you just haven't been able to rebound since. So
I really hope someone goes through and, like, compiles just all the clips from the first 4 weeks of the season, first 5 weeks of what people are saying about Colorado, because literally nobody is talking about Colorado anymore.
No.
On a national level.
No, I think the allure has, like, kind of worn off a little bit.
A little bit, for sure. I mean, it is literally the only people that are talking about Dion and Colorado at this point are people that are in the Pac-12 or cover the Pac-12 or Geico. Those are the only two things I'm seeing Geico right now. That's the most national presence, national media coverage that Dion is getting at this point, is commercials with Nick Saban.
I mean, yeah, and it should be noticed that, you know, Shador Sanders is still playing very well, you know, and 26 touchdowns and only 3 picks on the year. Granted, their team isn't good, but I don't think he's the big reason why.
So Colorado at Washington State, that's going to be on Friday. That's going to be a Friday 7:30 kickoff in Pullman. Oh, boy. That might be a rough one for Colorado.
Yikes.
Washington State, you need to win that one.
Yikes.
You need to win that. You also had Utah lead Washington 28-24 at halftime, and then they did not score a single point in the second half. Washington only scoring 11. They escape another one. They went 35-28. This is after one of their players dropped a ball on a pick 6 running into the end zone to celebrate. He dropped it at the 2, Rashad.
Yeah.
It was classic. It was classic. It was a Deshaun Jackson. It was classic Utah from a few years ago. Pulled a Utah. Unfortunately for Utah, they recovered that ball and then gave up a safety right after. Washington was able to attack on a field goal to make it a 7-point game and kept them at arm's length. So Utah takes the loss against Washington. Washington lives to fight another day. Utah going to go down and play Arizona next week. So you got Utah, Arizona, which might be a top 25, depending if they drop Utah out of the top 25. That could be a matchup right there between two ranked teams. And then Washington, as we know, will be playing Oregon State next week.
There we go.
4:30 kickoff in Corvallis on ABC. That's a big one.
Oregon State back in prime time, man. They have a huge opportunity to play spoiler for the rest of the Pac-12, you know, potentially. So,
and let's talk about Oregon State next, because they had their game last week. I think we need to talk about what is the implications of this game between Washington and Oregon State. What is the implications of the Pac-12
left to go in this season as far as what can the possible matchups be. It's really just coming down to three, four teams left in the Pac-12 season that have a chance at going to Vegas to play in the Pac-12 championship game. So we'll take a look at Oregon State, their performance yesterday, and what's at stake next week in the Pac-12 schedule. We'll do that next. Hour number two, Football Sunday, right here, 1080 The Fan.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.